Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. As we turn right now to Murtaza Hussain, reporter at The Intercept, who, together with Glenn Greenwald, wrote the piece, The Khorasan Group, Anatomy of a Fake Terror Threat to Justify Bombing Syria. Murtaza, welcome to Democracy Now! Murtaza's joining us from Toronto. Can you talk about what you've learned about the so-called Khorasan Group?
So the Khorasan Group is a group which first came up in the media around September 13th, roughly a week or so before the U.S. bombing campaign of Syria began. Heretofore, no one had heard of this group. It was not known in intelligence circles or among people who follow Syria. And suddenly we saw in the media that this was being described as the major terrorist threat emanating from that country and a direct threat to the U.S. homeland, unlike ISIS. So this ended up being one of the main justifications for the war in Syria or the military airstrikes which are conducted in Syria. And it became the major media narrative justifying that action.
And talk about, well, for example, where the Khorasan Group got its name.
So the Khorasan Group, the name itself does not denote any group within Syria that anyone has familiar with or has heard of before. It's a name that was developed within the U.S. government to describe a certain set of groups, individuals within the group Jabhat al-Nusra, which is one of the opposition factions fighting the Syrian government. Jabhat al-Nusra is also believed to be a franchise of al-Qaeda within Syria, but unlike al-Qaeda proper, it's focused exclusively on fighting the government of Bashar Assad. So in order to justify these strikes against this group, the U.S. had to create a new name to designate these few individuals within that group that they're looking to target. So they developed this name, the Khorasan Group, which identified several fighters who they say planned to wage attacks against the United States as opposed to the government of Bashar Assad, and they conducted the strikes under that justification. Now, within Syria, people view this group as being indistinguishable from the regular group of Jabhat al-Nusra, and it's being viewed as an attack on that group, which is why yesterday you saw a statement from that group's leader vowing revenge for the deaths of his commanders.
I want to turn to CNN's Pentagon reporter Barbara Starr talking about the Khorasan Group.
What we are hearing from a senior U.S. official is the reason they struck Khorasan right now is they had intelligence that the group of al-Qaeda veterans was in the stages of planning an attack against the U.S. homeland and or an attack against a target in Europe. And the information indicated that Khorasan was well on its way, perhaps in the final stages of planning that attack.
That was Barbara Starr of CNN. Your response?
So in the days leading up to the attack, several anonymous sources suggested that an attack was imminent. They suggested that there were a threat against airliners using toothpaste bombs or flammable clothing. And they said that, like Barbara Starr mentioned, they're in the final stages of planning this attack. After the strikes were carried out, several U.S. officials started walking back that estimation quite far, and saying that the definition of imminence is unclear, and when we're saying, is a strike about to happen, we're not sure what that means exactly. So in retrospect, this definition of a strike being imminent and this characterization of a threat coming from this group, which is very definable and very clear, became very unclear after the strikes. And they suggested through the New York Times the strikes were merely aspirational and there was no actual plot today existing against the United States. So the actual justification for the strikes was completely negated after the strikes ended, which was something quite troubling.
Well, explain what you mean, negated right after the strikes began, right after the justification worked.
Right. So after the strikes happened and there were statements saying that people were killed and the group had been scattered, James Comey and many others within the U.S. establishment started saying that, well, you know, we said the strikes were imminent from this group, but what does imminence really mean? Could be 6 months, could be a year. And other anonymous officials started saying there was not any threat at all. There was not any plan in the works to attack the United States. And then further it came to light that the Khorasan Group itself, which we'd been hearing about in the media, was a new enemy and was a definable threat against the United States, did not really exist per se. It was simply a group of people whom the U.S. designated within a Syrian opposition faction as being ready to be struck. So the entire narrative that developed and within the media developed was completely put to a lie after the strikes. And it was interesting that Ken Delanian reported the story first in the Associated Press, saying that this was a new threat and a new group. And he was one of the first people to break the story afterwards, saying that U.S. officials are now adding more nuance, is the word he used, to their previous warnings about the group. So it was kind of a really egregious case of media spin, whereby the media had taken up this narrative of a threat from a new terrorist group, and then after the strikes had been conducted, which justified this group, they immediately took the opposite tack, saying that, in fact, there was no threat that was imminent, and the group itself did not exist, per se. So it was really quite a failure of the media, which you've seen several times in the past as well.